And our big focus on the show this evening, the entertainment cess debate. Well, imagine if your favorite Netflix show got a tad expensive. What if you had to think twice before you renew your Amazon Prime subscription? Well, the Karnataka government has set the cat among the pigeons with its move to consider a 2% tax on OTT subscriptions and movie tickets. The intention is to create funds for artists and the entertainment industry. But is taxing the beleaguered middle class the only way to create funds? As black money continues to flow unchecked, netas continue to be raided with mounds of cash, why is the government left with the option of levying taxes as the only solution to create welfare funds? Is taxing the common man the only solution is what we're asking on Left, Right and Center this evening. And joining me, I'm being joined by very special guests on the panel tonight. Kasturi Shankar, an actor and a social activist, is with us. Also Mayank Shekhar, a film critic. Bhavya Narasimhamurthy, General Secretary and spokesperson of the Karnataka Congress, is with us as well. Also, Karan Tarani, a media analyst, is joining us on the panel this evening. Surbhi, a BJP spokesperson, is also with us. Thanks all very much for joining us on Left, Right and Center this evening. Kasturi Shankar, let me go across to you first, because the Karnataka government says that the move essentially is to benefit people from within the entertainment industry and artists. How do you look at this move to consider a 2% tax on OTT subscriptions and movie tickets?
I think there is nothing that's free in the world. I think the most expensive things are what are supposedly free. And we are finding that out in the Karnataka government's every move. First, there was a hike on fuel prices. Now there is the proposed cess on entertainment platforms. So I think all of this, in the end, while they say it is going to benefit artists and the term they are using is cine and cultural activists. Hmm. So this is a big, you know, it's a big net. They're talking about benefiting dancers, musicians, performing artists of every classification. There's always an altruistic excuse to introduce more taxes. After 1 year, all these benefits will be forgotten and only the tax will remain. The tax will remain without all that, you know, they will just, it will be a small correction. Let me first, you know, clarify that if they wanted to benefit cine and cultural activists, if they wanted to benefit performing artists, they should be subsidizing the industry, not taxing.
That's a very pertinent point.
There is a clause in this that not many people have noticed. They are actually going to tax. The same cess of 2% is going to increase the prices on theater tickets. Theater, which is already a dying platform, instead of subsidizing it, instead of encouraging it, you are going to tax it. So the five people who actually go and watch serious theater will also be discouraged to go and watch it. Mm. One thing, if it is movies, okay, movies is a cash cow. Also because state has control over entertainment. Everything else comes under the GST ambit. So they again and again, they will end up taxing alcohol. They will end up taxing movie industry, entertainment industry, and they'll end up taxing petroleum. These are the three things, right? My question is, at the end of the day, if you're going to, how will you even tax? How will you tax OTT, Vedant? How do you track every subscription? Today, are all the cars running in Karnataka, are they all running with Karnataka license plates? They're all running with Pondicherry license plate. They're all running with Daman and Dio license plates, right?
It seems to be a bit of an unreasonable proposition, because how do you really tax OTT platforms? And Bhavya Narasimhamurthy, come in on this, and you have many questions to answer, because, Kasturi has raised extremely pertinent points. She says it's just an excuse to levy more taxes. I mean, an already beleaguered middle class, which is paying taxes on almost everything. You just had a petrol price hike in your state as well. There was a lot of backlash over that. What is the need to impose this 2% tax on movie tickets and OTT platforms? I mean, OTT platforms are perhaps the freest medium, you know, in the larger sense of the term, and you are bringing that also under the tax ambit. You know, you may say that this is to benefit people from the industry and artists and activists, but the fact is that you are ultimately, you know, it's going to be the beleaguered middle class that's going to be hit.
So when it comes to an industry, it's not just the producers and the actors. There are technicians, there are artists, there are supervisors, there are people who do manual work, who are unskilled labor, skilled labor. This particular bill, the first and foremost, most important part is, it is going to set up a board. Whatever the tax that we are levying right now, it will be spent, collected by this board and spent on these people. I just heard what Ms. Kasturi was saying, that, you know, you should subsidize the tickets. Ma'am, I would like to tell you that once a movie is done, whatever the income goes to the producer or the topmost people, right? You subsidize, who's going to benefit?
No, she was talking about subsidizing theater tickets, because you've included theater there as well.
Can I finish? This is
yes. Yes, Kasturiji, I'll come back to you. Bhavya, go ahead. I'll come back to you, Kasturiji. Bhavya, go ahead.
Yeah. So, it's important, like, you know, as a government, we protect everyone's interests.
But
you're
my point
using
here
this
is,
Bhagaji,
I'll
the
have to interrupt you there, because my point is, nobody is questioning your intention. Your intention to protect people from the industry, artists, etc., it's a welcome move. But the fact is, why is levying taxes on the middle class the only solution? Why don't you ensure better audits? Why don't you ensure black money doesn't go unchecked?
I totally understand what you are saying. We are not imposing like 20-30%.
Oh,
this
now
tax will not be more than 2% and not less than 1%. So whoever is going to movie, you know, paying 300 rupees ticket, for example, maximum they'll pay is 6 rupees or minimum they'll pay is 3 rupees per ticket.
Okay, but many would say, I take your point that this is just a marginal assess that
you... person who is contributing. When it comes to protecting the interest of every person who is contributing to the entertainment industry, you know, there is a huge gap.
Okay. Karan Dharani had a point. Karan, come in on what the Congress spokesperson is saying. She says that this is a marginal percentage of, you know, this is a 2-3% cess. And, you know, it's ultimately to protect the interests of the industry. Your response.
See, I'll give you some data here, point blank. The box office industry in India is about 12,000 crores gross. Karnataka state logically would have about 12-15% share over there. And, you know, basis that you would see an incremental cess of about 25-30 crores, which could be a revenue receipt, you know, for the government. That's about the box office numbers which I'm talking about. Secondly, if you look at the OTT subscription market, it's about 8-10,000 crores in a market like India. Karnataka may have a 10% share there. And if you talk about a 2% cess, it's about 25-30 crores from the OTT subscription side as well. So net-net, we are talking of a 50 crore impact in terms of the state revenues, which is very minuscule for a 2 lakh crore revenue in terms of the overall state, what they make through, you know, via the taxes that they do. Now, the point here is that, you know, for the state, it's a very small number. But I think, you know, for the customer, for the platform, this is not good news, because OTT platforms, cinema, they already pay 18% GST.
Yes.
So, and you know, both the businesses are struggling. So if you look at the cinema side, we haven't even come back to pre-COVID level footfalls on a consistent basis. We are about 25-30% lower versus pre-COVID. So why impose pressure on the cinema industry when they are already going through stress?
Let me interrupt you there, because what I want to understand from you as somebody who looks at this space very, very closely is whether a 2-3% or 1-2% entertainment tax actually impacts subscriptions, because many would argue that, you know, this is the OTT platforms are usually consumed by those who come from a section of relative privilege, and, you know, they have the money to buy those subscriptions. So do you see this impacting subscriptions?
So I don't see the impact being a very big negative for the customer standpoint. Even on a ticket price of 300 rupees, 4 or 5 rupees is not a big deal for the customer. But I think it's a loss for the platform, for the business which is struggling. So if you look at the OTT platforms in India, I think all platforms are making hefty losses. So, you know, you have to subsidize these businesses for them to sustain, for them to grow, for them to make profit, and for them to scale up. And if you're not subsidizing, you are kind of increasing the burden on the platform via these kind of taxes. So it's not a big pinch for the customer, but yes, it's a negative, you know, for the platform. It's a negative for the cinema industry because, you know, the cinema industry or the box office, you know, the multiplexes would rather give discounts to the customer to propel footfalls and get footfalls back on track. Okay. And same with the OTT platforms. They would rather, you know, encourage discounts and get more customers on board to make profits because none of them are making profits. They're all making very hefty losses today.
So it will be burdensome for the streaming platforms essentially to begin with if this tax is indeed imposed. Surbhi Odigray of the BJP is also with us. Surbhi ji, your party has also made a similar point that it would be burdensome. But the fact of the matter is that the BJP at the center, I remember last year, had talked about a similar tax regime for streaming platforms, saying that in a sense it's important for streaming platform to pay taxes and to sort of bring streaming platforms in the ambit of taxation. So while you oppose the move in the state, your party has at the center has sort of thought about a similar proposition.
Let me take two steps back before I answer your question, Vedanta. I think that it's important to note where Karnataka is currently. Hmm. The conversation on a rise in prices and increase in prices across stamp duty, across milk, across bus fares, all of these conversations have been happening because the poll promises that the Congress came up with has had a dent on the state's finances. And there have been multiple thought processes on how to make sure that these poll guarantees costing anywhere to 60,000 crore have to be funded. So that has been the basis of the reason why these sort of conversations. There was a proposal from the IIM Bangalore about 1 year ago on different ways in which you can increase non-tax revenue, and this was one of the proposals that they made. So having said that, Karnataka is in a dire situation when it comes to its fiscal imprudence. There is also a 7th pay commission report which is going to have foot a huge bill on the state treasury. Apart from that, there is a situation where a similar board which was supposed to be benefiting one of the most marginalized communities, which is the ST community, is caught embroiled in a very, very big corruption scandal.
Yes.
So when the Karnataka government today says that they are going to support artisans and performers, I come from a performing arts family and I understand the pain of being in the cultural sector. But when the Karnataka government says we're going to create a board and this board is going to make decisions where the country is going towards less government, maximum governance and minimum government, Karnataka is going towards maximum government, more bureaucrats deciding who you're recruiting. There is a scam, the Valmiki scam that you're flashing on the screens right now, where money has been siphoned off to fake accounts. This is one of the most crucial points of it. Is this another board that's going to come in so that money can be siphoned off in the name of cine artists, in the name of performers, in the name of theatre artists? Because I do not trust the Karnataka government at this point, let alone as the BJP spokesperson, but as a person who is seeing all of these scams unfold.
Okay. So my question to those are all very fair questions, and I will get the Congress spokesperson to respond to that. But Surbhi, quickly, if you can answer the question that I asked of you about the center's thinking on bringing streaming platforms in the ambit of the tax regime. I'll get Bhavya to respond to all of those very pertinent points you made, but quickly,
I think Karan spoke well about the industry in terms of the OTT platform in itself. And there are many such new technologies that have, whether it's, ride sharing, aggregators, how we tax these and how they become part of the government tax revenue ambit is a conversation that we must be having. But I don't think that the intentions that the Karnataka government has at this point in time is to come up with taxation regimes that could be beneficial for platforms, etc. It is merely to put their bill, merely to rush away from the fact that they have been spending recklessly. Revenue receipts have been down. The fact that capital expenditure has been down. All of these things.
So Bhavya, come in on this before I get Mayank Shekhar waiting very patiently. Bhavya, your response to what Surbhi said. You know, there are, of course, scams after scams being unearthed in Karnataka. Those are, of course, in the realm of investigation. But at the same time, while you spoke of protecting artisans, protecting artists, not artisans, but and people from the industry, the fact of the matter is that those funds could be created using other ways, using other means, and not merely by taxing the middle class. Your welfare schemes, which are extremely contentious, which have been much debated over, the fact of the matter is that a lot of money can come from that sum of money earmarked for welfare measures?
You know, Vedant, we still didn't get an answer when you asked that a similar bill was proposed by Centre. So what is your take on it? Surabhi could not answer that, whether they're supporting it or not.
But keeping the focus on Karnataka for now.
Let me finish this. And you spoke about guarantees. No, you did not answer that, whether you are okay with this bill or not.
I gave you a nuanced answer, which was that...
That was well a very, very simple and straight question.
Not about... But that is
but
not.
But you wanted to go.
Okay,
around,
let's not get into this too, ma'am.
Let me focus right now on how
we can create these funds. From the money that has been earmarked for welfare measures and not by taxing the middle class.
No, I need to address everything that Surabhi just spoke. So first thing she raised was about guarantees, right? I have zero idea why BJP is after our guarantees, because they are going to the most deserving section of this. Okay, Surabhi, if you let me speak, please.
Surabhi, I'll come back to you.
We won't be able to hear if you speak.
Bhavya, go ahead.
Let me finish. So I really don't know. Maybe you people are angry that you didn't get to, you know, come back into power. Is that the reason you people are against the people of Karnataka, that you are after our guarantees all the time? You had a problem not implementing, you had a problem. Even if we implement, fine, keep that aside. Whatever we are collecting right now, it is earmarked as a separate fund and will only be spent on these, you know, entertainment industry people who are the most deserving.
How will we ensure transparency?
That is aside. But, one second. And coming to the corruption scandals, yes, one thing is true, Valmiki scam, 12 officers have been arrested. 50% of the money has been recovered. We have set up an SIT as fast as possible, as soon as we came to know about it. Unlike BJP, which had more than 21 scams, and every time we made allegation, you people just ignored. At least my government accepted that there are some officers involved in this scam, and we are going to bring them to justice. And 12 people have already been arrested.
And a minister.
Okay. But there are similar scams in your government.
I'm afraid this is becoming a tutu meme, and it's more than a political debate. And let me get Mayank Shekhar now.
It's tough to get nuance when there's a Congress representative on board, but I'd like to try again.
No.
Which is that...
Surabhi, I'll come back to you. I don't want this to digress into a political debate. Mayank Shekhar has been waiting very patiently. Mayank Shekhar, come in on this. As somebody who is a consumer of OTT, as somebody who is a consumer of content online, how do you see this move impacting you?
Well, I mean, there are two aspects to this, right? The first is the fact that entertainment, by virtue of the way it's run, it is going to be a gig economy. It's full of gig workers. It's full of people who do freelance work as actors, as technicians, as part of crew and cast, etc. There is a huge need to do things for them, right? Because it's a bit like sports as well, except that sports have federations and sports also, in cricket, for instance, you have a BCCI. I mean, there is a need where you could be really at work, you know, very successful or famous and a pauper just 5 years later, 10 years later. You know, there is a need for a social security. Now, is that need... being addressed here, I'm not too sure. Mainly because you already tax entertainment, right? There is already a GST on entertainment. Before GST regime, there was already an entertainment tax that every state was imposing, making money out of this industry, but returning what was never known to us. So you're already taking, these people are already working and paying you a tax, beyond the income tax that everyone in any case pays for by being part of the industry. So what is it that you do in return has never been known. What you do in return, in the sense of the state, what they've always done is, you know, impose taxes, return nothing, maybe parade people from the entertainment industry in functions, get them to do public service announcements for free and stuff like that. But there's never been a conversation. It's not like we've not had people in the state legislatures in the past from the entertainment industry, or for that matter, even in the parliament, right? But it's barely been discussed. Now, you want to do something for an X number of people within that. And the way you've decided to do it is tax people, the very people who provide that employment, right? And now you take an OTT, for instance, they're the ones who are actually providing employment to these people. You in any case, it's a very tough industry to be in. If you take OTT in particular, the kind of resources that go into it, and the break-even is way, way ahead, right? So, you know, you're literally just burning money for the first few years. To top that, you have to pay over and above the taxes that you already pay a certain cess. It makes absolutely no sense. Okay. I think it is incumbent upon the state to say, what is it that they do, given that they collect taxes to begin with?
So it's a bit of a catch-22 there, because what you're saying is right, that ultimately, you know, it doesn't benefit either the consumer or the producer or the person who's actually making that content. Kasturi, would you echo that sentiment?
Absolutely. I want to also reiterate that when the government becomes the middleman between artists and their welfare and the taxpayer, the middleman gets paid the maximum amount of money that is collected. This has happened in Karnataka. We have examples of how the HRC in Karnataka is functioning. As Madam Bhavya said, it is to be used for temple purposes only. But we all know what it is being used for and how much money is actually reaching the temples. It is there. It's a visible example of how when the government plays middleman, there are...
Important point there. The government shouldn't become a middleman. That's an important point you're making. Bhavya, a quick response. Bhavya, a quick response.
Ms. Kasturi, let me tell you what is the role of a government in a state like ours or in a country like ours. When we see injustice, when we see this huge gap, huge income gap in the same industry between a camera boy and an actor who is paid in crores and a boy who is not even given 1,000 rupees or 2,000 rupees,
you're talking about
it
about
is the role of the government to intervene and make sure that they have their social security.
Okay. Okay.
The actors or the directors or the producers won't do that.
So you are of the opinion that government intervention is the only way, but there are other ways of intervening. Surbhi, quickly, 30 seconds to you. Surbhi, on the screen, please. 30 seconds to you, and then I'll give the last word to Karan.
While Siddaramaiah and his courtiers speak very highly about socialism and welfareism, the truth of the matter here today is that there is scam after scam. There is a Mooda scam that he has personally benefited. This is what's happening in Karnataka. Let me speak, please.
Bhavya, I'll come back to you. I'm not
alleging anything that is not already in the assembly, Bhavya. Please don't threaten me on air.
Person of a national party. You're talking about a scam. You are saying he benefited. Do you even know there is still an investigation?
Okay, we'll have enough and more debates on the scams, but I'd like to keep the focus here on OTT. Karan, the last word to you. I have 1 minute on the debate. Karan, on the screen, please. Karan, go ahead.
May I just get a minute?
So I think if you look at this, it's clearly not logical to, you know, kind of charge this tax. If you ask the industry people, if you ask the artists themselves, I don't think they will be in a favor of this situation. They would rather want the industry to grow, to scale up, so that they can do well on a long-term basis. These kind of, you know, payments, you know, to the artists would be very short-lived in terms of their career as well. And plus, you know, as some of the people pointed out, the government cannot be a middleman in terms of, you know, paying this kind of money. So there are a lot of delays, technical issues, delays in terms of actually the end use, in terms of the actually how the money goes and how much goes, what kind of audits are there. And I think lastly, I think, you know, potentially this can have a big negative impact on other states as well. So if one state is doing this kind of a thing, other states may also want to do it.
Yes.
So I think
it's
just makes more logical sense for this. Yeah.
Right. Thanks very much, all of you, for joining us on this very important debate. Of course, it remains to be seen whether the Karnataka government actually goes through with this proposal, but certainly a controversial move there. That's all the time that we have on Left, Right and Center. Thanks so much for watching. Good night.